Let's start from the words of the Tanaim, and we'll work our way towards halacha l'ma'asa. So Simin Peches introduces us to an Issud Rabbanim. Peches and Peites together will introduce us to a series of two Isurim Drabbanim, two Harchakos, between Milchiks and Fleishiks. Next week in Mitzvah, we'll begin the Sugil Hamtana, Simin Peites, waiting to Milchiks and Fleishiks. And Peches focuses, the first of the two, is the one that I think in our minds we think about less, although the Tanaim discussed significantly more, and that is Ha'alah, serving Milchus and Fleishiks on the same table. It's remarkable, you know, I think we've said in the past, it's worth noticing which dinim make it into Mishnayos, as opposed to which dinim only appear in the Gemara. And din appears already once in Mishnayos, sometimes just Beremez, sometimes Beferish, that's significant. Here you have three different Mishnayos in the parak that discuss this din of Halah. It's remarkable. Gzer Jabbar that appears three times in the Mishnayos in the same parak. And Kuv Gimel and Kuv Dalden and Kuv Zayin. The beginning with Kuv Gimel, it's the very second din in the parak. The parak opens with, as we saw, Kal HaBasar Asr Levashal B'Chalav. Isur Bishal and or the Isur Achila, the core Isurim Daraisa. The Mishnah said that that's true for any basar is fleshik with the exception of fish or grasshoppers. The very next din, the Mishnah follows up with, is there's also an Isur Ha'ala, Asur La'alos im ha'gvin ala shulchan chutz mipsad dag mechagavim. You're allowed to serve fish alongside cheese, but you're not allowed to serve Fleishiks alongside cheese, and clearly that means not only Besar Behema, but even Besar Chaya V'Of as well, which is why and then the Gemara immediately jumps in a Kuv Dal Bar Alef Ha'Of Asim Daraisa. Apparently Dagim are Parav, but Of is not only Fleishik, but Fleishik Min HaTorah. What led the Gemara to that assumption? You see that Of is fleshik, but where do you see in the Mishnah that opens fleshik min haTorah? They're differently shown with different approaches, but Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Kuv Dalam and Aleph, Der Maschal Ha, Tosfos says, where did we see that it's Asim Daraisa? From our din, from the fact that in Yisra Halah, even you're not allowed to even serve chicken alongside cheese, so that's what drove us to believe that it must be that it's an Issur D'oraisa, because the Issur D'rabbanan, you would not have a gzeira on a gzeira. So that's how Tosfos understands the implication of the first piece of Gemara, and the Gemara itself explicitly talks about that in the second piece of Gemara. The bottom of Kuv Dal, when I've gone on to Kuv Dal Beis, the Gemara is even more explicit. Rav Yosef says, you see from the Mishnah that Psarof Bechal Vazasar Min HaTorah, that chicken is Fleishik Min HaTorah. So later on in the Parakat Machlokas HaTanaim, going back to our opening in the Chabura, because the Gemara says, otherwise we should not have had a Gzeira of Halah. Because it's if Achila Gufa Gzeira, if actually eating the chicken with cheese only is a Drabanan, so then why would Chazal make a Gzeira of Gzeira? Why would they say, don't serve the chicken alongside the cheese, you may come to eat them together, if that alone is only us, Xer, you may come to eat the Sar Behemoth together with Chol. But as you saw, the Gemara ultimately comes to the conclusion that's not the case. Gemara ultimately comes to the conclusion that's not necessarily the case. The Gemara says that there are many Xeris Rabban, because again, even to eat meat with cheese, you can't eat meat alongside cheese. Why? Because you may come to eat them together, and what if you eat them together is thus? I have a deli platter and I have a cheese platter. Going back to Glenn's, we always come back to Glenn's picture. You have the deli platter and the cheese platter side by side. So what? Xer, you might come to eat them together. Eating them together is still a Rabban, not this Bashful Yachad. But the Gemara says, well, it's only if they're cooked together and Dafka cooked. This is what the Gemara mentions. That Bishul for Bas B'chal is Dafka B'Kli Rishon, not B'Kli Shenim. So it would only be an Issa Daraisa if I brought the pan to the table. If it's oven to table or stove to table, and this is the Kli Rishon, and you take the cheese and stick it into the burning hot pan of flesh that came off the fire, that's the only case where I can really get an Issa Daraisa. So halah probably involves layers of Gzeiros Drabanan. We forbid halah, even if it's cold milchiks next to cold fleishiks, that's already gzera. And we paskin that we extend the isra halah even to cold chicken next to cold cheese. Although as you saw, the Mishnah goes on to say, well, it's actually a machlokas hatanam. What was a davar pashet and stam Mishnah is then a machlokas b'sham b'sil. The next Mishnah kubdal and beis. This is one of the rare kule beisham chumer beishilal. The Gemara says beisham beishilal agree that oath is fleishig, but they disagree over whether it's an iser ha'alah. So it sounds like offhand that the debate, the issue of gzeira l'gzeira, is a machlokas beisham beishilal. The beishamai say, the oaf is fleishig midrabanan. You're not allowed midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat oaf b'challah, but you are allowed to serve oaf alongside challah. And Beis Hillel say no. And Beis Hillel say no. So there is a Tosfos, right? Shechter is fond of pointing out, Tosfos of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the third Tosfos, Dibra Maslam Mino Tamer. He's quoted this Tosfos in Chulun Kuf Dalet, many Masechtas. The Gemara Chum that I'm using happens to be the one. He once made a comment to me many, many years ago about you need someone to point out to you which are the important Tosfos in the Parak. So I said, all right, want to check them off? I ran and got a Gemara Chulin, and he went through a couple of Prakim checking off the key Tosfos. So this is the first key Tosfos by Rav Shechter's checks in Kufdal and Kalabasar. Idiyam Aslam Mino Temra. Kufdal Amanav Mino Temra. You point that Taz Nekrus. I guess I've talked about this. Tosfos makes the point, it's a very fundamental Tosfos. He doesn't give you the whole story. But Tosfos points out, well, here the Gemara raised the possibility of Ein Gozer and Gzeira L'Gzeira. But the Gemara wonders about it. And Tosfos points out, well, Bekam Mekomos, we say the Davar Pashat, that there is no Gzeira L'Gzeira. And the Yesh Mekomos, that we do make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So it seems the difference is sometimes no, sometimes yes, and sometimes it's sort of in contention. The Tosfos says, "Ve'ein ledamos gzeiros chachamim zuzu." The very end of that Tosfos, "El b'makomos shashas medama." You cannot compare different situations. The Tosfos doesn't mean you cannot compare different sugyas at all, ever. That's the whole thrust of learning Gemara and of learning Tosfos. And of course, we compare sugyas. Well, obviously, the Tosfos means is with respect to gzeira l'gzeira, you cannot compare sugyas. Different contexts will be different, and we can't just assume on our own that we can equate them. You're going to have to see if the Amaram equate them. What does that mean? So presumably what that means is that the logical basis for Ein Gozer and Gzeira L'Gzeira, it goes back to the fact that Chazal, it's a Chiddush, that Chazal were authorized to create Gzeiros at all. If I wouldn't have, you know, without a specific drasha, I would have assumed that it's all about Tosef. How does Chazal have the right to create new Din Jabbaran? So the Gemara Darshan, the Tanam Darshan, Ushmartim es Mishmarti implies Asu Mishmaris L'Mishmarti, that we're supposed to create further Mishmaros, further Siyagim to guard the Dini HaTorah. So Chazal are authorized and expected to create Gzeiros when they actually serve as a Mishmaris to the Dini HaTorah. In other words, they have the right and the obligation to make a gzeir drabban that will actually substantively protect the din deraisa. So if that's why mislo shichal gazbei rabbanon, Chazal don't make gzeir drabban in a very obscure, rare case, or if the chance that, you know, A will lead to B is very unlikely, because then there isn't sufficient sorech to warrant the din drabban. So that's probably also the rationale for ein gozer and gzeir lo gzeir. Say, don't do A because it may lead you to B, and if you do B, that may lead to C, and C is an issur d'oraisa. So generally, that means that A is avoiding A is providing very minimal protection to the din d'oraisa C. Generally, that's what Tosfos says. Well, it depends on the case. No, it depends what the context is. Sometimes things do lead to each other very rapidly, and sometimes things don't. So it's not a, that's what Tosfos appears to be saying. It's not a halacha on Moshe Mishina, the anger is a gzeira. It's an application of milso shichal gozer rabbanon. It's an application of the underlying yisod that gzeiras rabbanon are built on providing substantive mishmeres to the dim d'oraisa. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And lamasa, in the world of basa b'chol, ultimately, we are comfortable with many gzeiras l'gzeiras. And that's because, in part because people really like to eat. And people get excited about cuisine. And probably that's part of why we are more concerned of eating happens all the time, eating milchiks happens all the time, eating fleishiks happens all the time. There'll be plenty of chances for one thing to lead to the next. So Chazal saw fit to impose multiple layers of gzeres al-gab gzeres. Yeah, Eric.
Is the later part section, the second sieve, where we're talking about the people when they know each other, is that a gzer and a gzer and a gzer basically? Is that like a third level of gzer? Or is it the second level here of this second gzer? Or is that a separate aspect? Because it almost seems like you're on the same table, but you know each other, and then you know each other, that's another gzer. It's like a, it's not just having if they're not just like sort of a different end of the table, but if there are two people there that know each other, then you get another problem.
That's interesting.
Is that part of the same aspect here, or that's a complete? It just happens to be because it's with eating together. I mean, eating together. That's why it's put in the same sieve,
I don't know. Eric is asking, for those who are on Zoom, so Eric is asking, would you see the third Mishnah? And so far we had two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah, Kuf Gimel, that says that there's an Isser Ha'alon applies even to Op. And the next Mishnah, Kuf Dalet, points out that whether or not it applies to Op is actually Machlokes B'Shem Basil, but Basil is Machmir. And the second Mishnah had added a limitation that it's only Shulchan Sha'ochal Lov as opposed to Shulchan Sha'sor Lov as Atavshal. There's nothing wrong with laying out the food side by side. I have a side table from which I'm serving, and I'm serving certain people milk and certain people fleishiks, so I can have the food laid out side by side. I can't eat. It's only the table that I'm eating on. And then the Mishnah Kuf says, Eric was saying, well, the Mishnah Kuf Zion, the third Mishnah, the end of the third Mishnah raises additional dimension, and that's when I have two people sitting next to each other. Two people sitting next to each other, so then the Mishnah says if it's two different people, so then that's not a problem, and the Gemara explains it's only when the people don't know each other. Shnei Achsana, and two guys at a hotel, they came from two different places, they're going to different places, they don't really know each other. So that's a kula. I think that's the way to think about it. In other words, that's what we're going to see as we get into the Gemara and then into Shulchan Aruch, that halah is aser, and then the question is, what are the heter? So the first possible heter is oaf. The halah chumai is we don't accept it. Beisham may say oaf is an exception. We don't accept that. But we'll see there are other exceptions, other matirim. So one of the heterim is achsanai. And one of the heterim is, if there's a fellow sitting by the other plate of food, and I don't know him, so he's matir, because it's going to be awkward to reach onto his plate. But if I do know him, as the Gemara says, if Makirin says that we know each other, so then it's not a new Isser. I mean, then that's halah. Halah could be I'm eating off this plate of fleishiks and there's an unattended plate of milchiks nearby, or it could be that I'm eating off the plate of fleishiks and there's a plate of milchiks nearby and there's someone I know there. But if there's someone sitting next to a plate of milchiks and I don't know him, so he's a matir. If I know him, or if there's no one at the plate of milchiks, then it's awesome. I don't think it's an additional layer of Easter. I think it's just a lack of a heter. Let's dig into the details. So one more detail in the Gemara that we turn Shulchan Aruch is that the Gemara in Kuf Zayin, flowing from the Mishnah with the Shnei Achsanon, again the Mishnah that says Shnei Achsanon is mutter, so the Gemara made a couple of comments. So the Gemara said, you know, when the Mishnah spoke to Achsanon, two guests, the point was that they're Ein Makir and Zezib. If they do know each other, and it's not gonna, then they don't create a heter. Amaram said that. Then they quote from the Tanoim. Rishon Gamliel said this. Zeb Banam Atzafon, Zeb Avner, coming from two different areas, then it's mutter. And then the Braisa went on to say that Lo Israel betfisa achas. It's only Aser if it's betfisa achas. The Gemara says it doesn't have to be actually tfisa achas. It has to be ke'en tfisa achas. Along the lines, if it's one tfisa, whatever that means, or it's along the lines of one tfisa, that's the only case when it's Aser. And then the Gemara goes on to talk about how about if they do know each other, but they don't like each other. The Gemara says, how about you have two brothers? But Rachman Letzlan, they don't get along. Happens sometimes, sadly. It's well worth the effort of trying to repair those relationships. But let's say you have two brothers. They certainly know each other, but unfortunately, things are tense between them. So now they're at a table together, and they don't enjoy each other's company, and one of the emails and one of the inflations. So you could have made the argument, they're the last people are going to share for. The last thing you're going to do is, I'll be more likely to reach over and take a cookie from someone I don't even know than from the relative with whom things are tense. But the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say that that's a low plug. The Gemara has a very colorful way of putting it. Yomer kol srikin asurim srikin baisus mutarin. Gemara harks back to Asugi and Psachim about not drawing pictures on a matzah. You start to make designs on a matzah, the next thing you know, you're gonna let it sit too long, it's become chametz. The Chazal may exer, no pictures on the matzah. So the question is, how about Bisus was a baker who seemed to have had some sort of press or a stamp, so you can make the pictures very quickly. There's no concern that it's going to sit and become chametz. So the Gemara says, no. They're going to say all the Srikin, everyone's pictures are Aser, but Bais's pictures are Mutter. Low plug, they Aser across the board, even though Bais's had technology that others didn't, but when Chazal made the Gzeira, they didn't differentiate. So that's a colorful way of saying low plug. That's what the Gemara says, also, low plug. Okay, so we say again, Achsenai is Mutter, but if they're Makir and Zez is Aser. Tfisa Achas, or Ken Tfisa Achas is Aser, but Shtei Tfisos is Mutter, whatever that means. And finally, if they're Achen, they're Makirin, but sadly, they don't appreciate each other, that still is Aser. So then the question becomes, the Tosa says, well, what's this Tfisa Achas all about? What does that mean? So Tosa has two approaches to how to translate Tfisa Achas, both based on the way the word Tfisa, or Tfisa Achas, is used in other sugyas. The first approach is based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the second approach is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra. The first approach to Tfisa Achas means together, as opposed to some sort of physical barrier in between. And the second approach, and in other words, the first approach holds that the Gemara is introducing a new kula, that a physical barrier, that this Bryce of Shingon Leel, the last line is saying something new. You should know, by the way, the whole Isser, even with they're not Achsanon, they are Makir and Zezet, the whole Isser is only when there's no physical barrier. There's a physical barrier, so then it's Mutter. And the other approach Tosis has is Tfisa Achas means not a physical barrier. And I mean not that they're together physically, geographically together as opposed to with a barrier between them, the Milchus and the Fleishiks, but Tfisa Achas means a single bank account. A single bank account. In other words, two brothers who are both still living at home, still being funded by the parents, they're betfisa achas, in the financial sense, they're betfisa achas. And then the Gemara is saying, they don't have to be, they're actually one bank account, as long as they're ke'en tfisa achas, they get along. So according to the second approach of Tosas, the Bryce, that last line of the Bryce wasn't making, adding a new din, it was restating. The whole Bryce, the Bryce was saying, oh, the shnei achsanam is mutter, as opposed to betfisa achas, which is aser, as opposed to if they're members of the same family or their acquaintances, then it's aser. So that's a machlokas in Tosas. Did we just introduce a new kula of shtei tfisos, of having a barrier, or we're just restating, reformulating what already appears? So let's take a look with that in mind. Now let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. So as we think about the Isra Halah, and we think about all the possible kulos and exceptions we might find. So Shulchan Aruch opens Siman Pei Ches, Sif Aleph, I feel Besar Chayim V'Of, Asar Haloso Al, Shulchan Sha'ochel of Gvina, Shlo Yavo La'ochlam Yachad. So Halah is Asar even Besar Chayim V'Of, like the Stam Mishnah and like Beis Hillel, no surprise there. He passed like Beis Hillel instead of Beis Shammai. Of the Shulchan Shesor Lav Tavsho Mutzal Itnu Zeh Besad Zeh. If it's a table you're not eating off of, it's just a side table, and you're going to the waiters put the food down and they take it from there to the eating tables, that's fine. So the first possible kula is rejected, and that's the kula of Of. The second kula is accepted. The Shulchan Shesor Lav Tavsho is mutter. Shulchan Shesor Lav Tavsho is mutter. Okay. Then, maybe we'll come back to the Shachar, maybe we'll come back to after. But let's first continue to Shulchan Aruch. So then the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis goes on to say, that it's only Shnei B'nei Adam Akirin Zezeh Afilu Hei Makpidim Zezeh. It's only if there's only one person at the table, or if there are two people at the table and they know each other. Afilu Hei Makpidim Zezeh. Even if they know each other and don't like each other, unfortunately, but that's still us. Again, that was the Gemara, that Achim Makpidim Zezeh, that we say Lo Plug. We're not going to start to say, well, how much do I like you, how much do I not like you? Imagine also, just as an aside, and the Gemara says that Achim HaMakpidim is also because of Lo Plug. So, just imagine also, if that was not the case, if Chazal had said Achim HaMakpidim is Mutter, so I mean, it would be such a negative statement to eat Milchiks next to the guy who's eating Fleishiks. Right now, it just means I don't know you. Okay, we don't know each other. But if Makpidim was there, would also be a matir. Like, imagine what a statement that would be. Well,
make you more matir.
Right, it would generate more hakpada. Or if the hakpada was only one way, I thought we'd get along. And now the guy's eating milk sticks, my flesh sticks. I guess things are not as rosy as I thought. Okay, so perhaps that was an additional layer of Chazal. The reason I don't know. But the Gemara says, low plug. Yeah, the Shach and Sivkat and Dalid says this is the Torah and the Beis Yosef. Agav, you know, he points to the Beis Yosef in Arachaim, Simon, Kufa, and Gimel, because some of these dinim appear in Arachaim as well. That's in the dinim of Tilos Yadayim. The Simon, Kufa, and Gimel touches a little bit on this dinim of Halah, overlaps with Peches. And the Maror Makabos for this coming week, most of Arachaim, Simon, Kufa, and Gimel is overlap with next week's Limun, Simon, Pei Tes, by waiting between Milchus and Fleishik. So there's a fair amount of overlap. Okay, be that as it may, the Shach points out, Zedas Achronim, so if we're looking at this, we don't see, well, what's the Chiddush? I mean, this was the Gemara. It says, Deloke Maharshal Shem, Shematir b'shnei b'nei adam she'enon achin afilu makirin zeh zeh im makpidim. The Gemara had said Achsanai, Mishna said Achsanai is mutter, right? The Gemara said Achsanai is mutter if they don't know each other, but if not Kirin, then awesome. Okay. And then the Gemara handled, how about Achin Hamakpidim? Brothers, but they don't get along. And the Gemara said, ah, well put. So the Maharshal took that Gemara at a literal, straight face value. The only time we're Makpid on Makpidim, the only time that Makpidim doesn't help you is if they're brothers. And then they really know each other, and unfortunately don't get along. But the Maharshal thought if you're just acquaintances who don't get along, then maybe that's, you know, there's less connection and they don't get along, she mutter. But we the Shulchan Aruch Shach is pointing out clearly rejects this Marshal. He said, Shnei b'nei adam akirin zezah fi'ei makpid. It doesn't have to be brothers. He never mentions the word brothers. And again, as the Shach said, it's the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote it in the Beis Yosef also, and it's already in the tour. And we understand the Svar. The whole Svar was lo plug. So to start saying, well, achim akpidim or achsanam, that sort of cuts against the whole notion of lo plug. And if you know each other, it's a problem. So we do not differentiate between oaf and chayiv versus b'sar b'hem, but we do differentiate, number one, between shulchan sha'ochel and shulchan sha'sodor alav. And we differentiate between makirin versus ein makirin. But once you're makirin, we don't distinguish based on the quality of the relationship. If you're at least acquaintances, then it's a problem. But then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, "Achsanam she ein makirin zezah." They don't know each other. If they don't know each other. Then it is mutter. So that's the second kula. The first kula is Shulchan Shavah Tavshel. The second kula is ein makirin ze. If there is a second person sitting at the other plate of food, and I don't know it from a different part of the world, we never met before. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to talk about the third kula. I feel a makirim, even we do know each other, or if there's no one sitting at the table at all, it's just me with two plates of food, and it's Shulchan Shulchan Alav. Here's kula number three. Im asu shum heker. If you made some sort of hacker, each one has his own placemat. We were on the same tablecloth, but nosn b'neim pasla hekera is mutter. But you put a loaf of bread in between to serve as a hacker, so that is mutter. So where's that from? So what that means is that we pass on like the first day in Tosis. The Shulchan Aruch is clearly passing like the first day in Tosis, and that's what the Shach points out Sifkat and Hay. He says the Tur had quoted both opinions. Then Hecker doesn't work. And the other approach. He says, Tosas and the Rosh make it clear. Okay, he gets involved in. He says that the Hotzachas is just Makirin Zezer. And Lamasa, we do not. The language of the Tur is a little bit difficult. But Lamaisa, he says, we don't care about Hotzachas. All we care about is Makirin, and we do accept the first day in Tosas. We do accept the first day in Tosas that Hecker works. And we don't care at all about whether the two people have the same bank account, don't have the same bank account. That's irrelevant, because that's the other approach which we don't accept. Okay. Halacha Maisa, so far, three heterim. Three heterim in Isra Halah. Shulchan Shasov Zatavshel. It's only a problem if it's a table you're eating off of, and it's only a problem if a second person at the table is makir me. And number three, it's only a problem if there's no hecker. But if there is a hecker, so then it's mutter. Now the example Shulchan Aruch had given was a loaf of bread. So I'm eating pizza, and you're having a steak sandwich, but a loaf of bread in between. So that's your hacker. So the Rama points out that the Baya Tosfos had more detail about what qualifies as a hecker and what does not. It's worth pointing out, Kayadua, this issue of hecker comes up as well, as the Nosa Kalim here point out, Pischechua points it out, that it comes up not only Yardei Sim Pechas, but also over 100 Simanim later, Yardei Sim Kuf Tzadi Hei. That's the Simen Hilchas Nidabar Hachakas. So husband and wife, the Ace Nidusan, husband and wife are not permitted to eat together, Ma B'tfisa Achas, but B'shtei Tfisas is Mutter. So they have a hecker in between, and the rules of hecker are usually assumed to be identical by Basa B'chalav, and by Nida. So again, either hecker means two different tablecloths, or one has a tablecloth and one doesn't. You put out a mat for one or both, or you have a gova, as Tosas put it. You have something of some significant height, a loaf of bread. But the Rama points out davka. Tosas had given two examples. Tosas and Kuzayim had spoken about lechem o kankan or sharkelim lahafsik benayim, or ochel al mapa acheres. Tosas already said either a different tablecloth or a separate mat, or you have lechem o kankan in between, a loaf of bread or a pitcher of water. So Rama says, well, the loaf of bread only helps. It's only going to help if you don't eat, if we're not both eating from that loaf of bread. But if they're eating from that loaf of bread, then it's not okay. Then it doesn't work. Why? So they go on to explain, it's not really about the eating from it versus not eating from it. The issue is the belav ha'chi pasha ochei menu munuch al shulchan. If this is a loaf of bread that you're eating from, then it would be on the table anyways, meaning it's not out of place. The whole point of the hecker is that it's out of place. If it's out of place, and then that if it's out of place, then that's the reminder. If it's out of place, then that's the reminder. But if it's not out of place, if it's not out of place, so then it's the things that belong on the table don't help. And that's what the Ramah goes on to say. You have a pitcher of water on the table. I have a pitcher of water that we're both using. We are using it. It could still serve as a hecker if it wouldn't normally be on the table. Now, how is it possible that we're both using that pitcher of water but it doesn't belong on the table? If it doesn't belong on the table, then how would we be using it? How would we be using it? So that's how the that's what the Shach and the Pischei Tshuva point out. He says you have a menorah, nasu shal menorah or shar dvarim shal shulchan. Some other kli, you have a lamp, a candelabrum, probably a candlestick. So the Shach writes, Hainu. Hainu kishayin de sifkan zayin kishayin darker lios sham. The menorah is a hecker if it doesn't really belong. Like b'yom, in the middle of the day, why do you have the candlestick on the table? B'kai gavna or some other such case. Aval im darker lios b'layla b'makam hazeh lo havi hecker. But if it does belong at night in this spot, then it's not a hecker. It belongs. If it's not out of place, it's not a hecker. So the prima gadim is medayik. The words b'makam hazeh. He points out that means, where do you normally put this lamp? Is it normally in the middle of the table? It's the centerpiece at night? Or you usually have it on the side? So if, yeah, it's nighttime, but you normally have it on the side, and you moved it to an unusual spot, so then it's mutter. The same is true with the water. If I have a pitcher of water, the point is, even if we're both using it, but if we would normally not have the pitcher of water in between us, let's say you're sitting side by side, so I won't put the pitcher of water like in between the plates, you have it in the center. Even though we're using it, as long as it's out of place, that's the point, is out of place is mutter. So this is the third kula. I should note, by the way, I meant to mention a couple minutes ago, he pointed out, it's a machlok, 2 days in Tosa, how to understand ke'en tfisa achas. Essentially, 2 days in Tosa is whether or not you accept this third kula of Hecker. And the truth is, you open up a Rambam, he doesn't say anything about Hecker Tvisa Achas. And the reason is very simple. Because he understood, like the other day, like the second day in Taisus. That Tfisa Achas is not a new din. Tfisa Achas is just the contrast to Achsanoim Sheim Akirin Zezer. If they don't know each other, so then it's Aser. But if they know each other, Tfisa Achas, then it's, sorry, if they don't know each other, it's Mutter. But if they know each other, Tfisa Achas, then it's Aser. It's not a new concept. So it beautifully clear in the Rambam that second day. It doesn't appear as a separate line. But we don't pass on like the Rambam. We pass on like the first day in Taisus against the Rambam in the second day in Taisus. So that's why we do have this third kula of Heker. And then there's a fourth kula. And a fifth kula. And they appear in the Pischei Tshuvim. Pischei Tshuvim, two successive Si'ifim Ketanim. Pischei Tshuvim, Sifkat and Gimel, quotes the Bach B'Shei Marshal, the second half of Sifkat and Gimel. Kasva Bach B'Shei Marshal. Yoshim Rechokim Zeh Mizeh, if they're sitting at a distance from each other, B'Chidei She'en Yachol Ha'echad Lipshot Yadov Ha'echol Mar... If we're out of arm's reach, I can't just reach over. I would have to get up or slide my chair over in order to eat from your plate. So that's not a problem. Charlotte Divya call below Hekera. That's Mutter L'chol Hadeis. Even if you don't hold a Heker, or even if there isn't a Heker, that's irrelevant. This is a new fourth kula. The fourth kula, again, this could also work if there isn't anyone else at the table. Because remember, if I'm eating filet sticks and there's milchus on the table also, that's a problem. If there's no one else there, leftovers from one of the kids was eating, or someone else was eating, or we're going to be serving it later. So remember, as we said before, as Eric had pointed out, you don't need two people in order for the Isra Halal to apply. Sometimes the second person is a matir, and sometimes not. If I'm alone, there's also an Isra. But whether there's a second person, and I know him, or there's no one else there, the kula number four, Heter number four, is this Marshal, called by Pischei Tshuvim Sifkat Gimel, that it's only Aser if it's within arm's reach. So if I want to sit down and eat filet sticks and the milk is on the table, so just you have to move it out of arm's reach, and that's Mutter. Yeah?
So by that same logic, if I'm eating at a table with somebody else, and there's something on the table, and I think to myself, okay, this will be my Heker, but that's not obvious to the other person. It's only obvious to me that this thing on the table is a Heker, is that good enough, or does that have to be clear to the two of us that the object is a Heker? I mean, by the same logic of me getting up, like I would never get up and go to the other person, right?
Well,
so because I guess by the time I get there, I would remember.
Right, exactly. Right. Like the reason why if it's out of arm's length, it's Mutter, is because. The concern is, like in the moment, you just like reach over and grab something. The guy's having cheese fries, and you say, do you mind if I have one? It's going to be, you know, so many mistakes that we make are because we don't think. We just act. The Alter of Kelm was a big stickler for training oneself to think before one acts. Alter of Kelm was very into Musar exercises, not so much the common approach, like doing things just to train yourself in Mido. So I think in Tznuas HaMusar, Katz writes that the Alter of Kalim was known to Bedavka set his watch several minutes off. And every once in a while he would change it. X number is 7 minutes early, 5 minutes late, whatever it was, because he wanted to train himself that even the simple act of checking the time had to be something that required active thought. He couldn't just look at his watch and know what time it is. He'd look at his watch, remember how much he had to add or subtract, and then he knew the time. So again, now Musar exercise is not so much a my Masorah, but the value is certainly one that we share, that one needs to live life with one's mind and drive. So yes, if I thought before I acted, I wouldn't have a problem. The Gzeir is there because we often think without acting. So the more steps are involved, if I'm just going to reach over and put it in my mouth, I'm just going to do that thoughtlessly, over the course of three seconds, and, you know, by the time I start thinking, it's too late. I have to get up and walk over there. So then there's more friction. So then I'm somewhat less likely to make that mistake because there are more steps until I get there, literally and figuratively. I'm more likely that I'll, in the meal, what am I doing? What's that? I'm eating a meal of being flacious. I can't have your cheese fries. Yes, I think that's the, right, if there are more steps involved, if it's not just an automatic reach over, so then there's less of a chashash. Does that speak to your kasha?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is if I have a hacker, it's a hacker. So it'll stop me from reaching over from somebody else.
If
somebody tries to reach to my place, I will stop them because of the hacker.
Oh, that's interesting. You're asking if there's a one-way hacker. I know that this is out of place, but you don't realize this is out of place. You're eating at my house. So you have no idea what's normally on my table. Is it normal to have the pitcher or not normal to have the pitcher? So as far as you're concerned, everything is normal. But I know we never use this pitcher. We never had the pitcher in the middle over here. So it's a hacker for me, but not for you. So you want to know, we're both Jewish. We both have the Isra Halal. So I'm not allowed to eat milchiks next to your fleishiks. You're not allowed to eat fleishiks next to my milchiks. So really, we both have the Isra, and we should each need a hacker. You're asking, but is it enough? If I have the hacker, so I will. It will remind me not to reach over. It will also remind me to stop you if you reach over. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I do not know. It's a fascinating title.
I thought your question was more about subjective versus objective.
The subjective versus objective. So that I think. That's, I think, pretty clear in the postgame that it is subjectively or situationally defined. It's all a question of, is this on this table, is this normal in this spot? There aren't hard and fast rules.
It does have to be, the postgame said that it does have to be tall.
But it has to have some degree of height. It has to have some degree of height. And it has to be given within the situation, it doesn't belong here. Whether it doesn't belong because I'm not using it, or it doesn't belong here because I am using it, but you would usually leave it in a different part of the table.
So if I have a mousetrap there, even though it's low, it wouldn't work.
Although one thinks that a mousetrap might be something that would attract a lot of focus. Like a piece of paper is not a folded piece of paper, it's not necessarily a hacker. But if I have the stand for the napkins, I said, normally it's in the middle of the table, and here instead I move it to the side of the table in between his plate and my plate. So that's really something of more significance. So again, so far we had how many? We had four heterim to this answer. Number one, Shulchan Soder Lovas Atav Shalas Mutter, Mishnah. Number two, a second person whom I am not Makir is Mutter. That's also a Mishnah. Number three is Hecker. So that's a machlokus. We showed him how to read the Gemara about the Braisa about Tfisa Achas. And we're Matir. Number four is the Chiddush of the Maharshal, quoted by the Pischei Chuvin, Sivkan Gimel, that if you're beyond arm's length from the other plate of food, that's Mutter. And then number five, Heter number five is the following Pischei Tshuva, Sifka and Dalad. Ayein, the second half is Sifka and Dalad. Ayein, but Tshuva is Masas Binyamin. The Tshuva Sefer is named for last week's Parsha. The Tear of Masas Binyamin. Yosef gave presents to all of his brothers, but gave more to Binyamin than to the rest of the brothers. Masas Binyamin. So the Masas Binyamin writes, in the middle of a Tshuva, Pischei Tshuva says, Mashmasham, the best hacker is other people. The only time this is us is either you're eating by yourself or it's just you and one other person. Each of you have your plate of food. Each of you are busy with your food. But there are other people there. Someone else is there learning, reading a book, something else. So they're going to, I said, that's the best. That's the other name of Shum Hacker. And not because other people don't belong. Not that other people are a hacker. But they will be far more effective than hackers. Hey, what are you doing? Reuben, you're flishing. You have a third party that's That's the best of all. He says, Ayem asher kasavti l'kam and simikuv tzadi heisiv kan. Hey, look in the din of halachakas, that many poskim say that works as well, that the husband and wife eating the same table might only be, side by side, might only be a problem if there aren't other people there. Other people there, it's a hecker, not to remind you not to eat, not to share food, or their presence is a little different. The presence of other people sort of diffuses the potential romance of the situation. So that's why also their post-game debate, does the presence of a third party matir the harchaka in a Hilchas Nidah context, only if we're guests at someone else's table. Everyone agrees that the husband and wife, or many agree, that's what the Pesach Chu is quoting, husband and wife are sitting guests at someone else's table, and there are other people at the table as well, and then there's no need for a hecker between the husband's plate and the wife's plate. The shaila is, but how about if you're at your own table, and you have guests at your table, so maybe their presence is not as, their presence doesn't diffuse the situation as much, so that's a machlokas haposkim. Okay, so Lamasa, we have an Isser, let's wrap up in two final points. An Isser Drabban of Halal, less well known than the Isser, than the Din of Hamtana, which is coming up next week, but a test, unlike Hamtana, but unlike waiting to Milchus and Fleishik, this is attested to in the Mishnayos, and not just once, but several times. Kuvdal, Kuvgimel, Kuvdal, Kuvzayin. Again and again and again. So the Isser Drabbanon, and it does apply even to Oph, despite the fact that Oph Pechalov is only, Achilles Oph Pechalov is only Drabbanon, but we do apply the Gzeira, as we saw that Tosfos, the Rebbe Shechter had highlighted, and there are cases of doing pose Gzeira. So Chazal had to make a call, case by case call. So here we do have Gzeira. It is an Isser, even an Oph, however, it does not apply in one of the five cases. It does not apply unless it's a table they're eating at. It does not apply if there's a person whom you don't know next to the other plate of food. It does not apply if there's a hecker between the two plates of food. It does not apply if there's sufficient distance between you and the second plate of food, more than arm's length. And it does not apply if there's a third party sitting at the table. Two closing points is the following. The Ramah raises an additional ha'ara, which comes up in the discussion that we've shown him, although it's not actually the Isser of Ha'alah. The Isser of Ha'alah is what you may take from the other plate. But they point out, you got to be careful in terms of, because once you get into the discussion, but you have the pitcher of water, we're both drinking the pitcher of water, is there a haka, not a haka, we shouldn't point down, but if you're both drinking from this, if it's a bottle, you're both drinking, a cup you're both drinking from, so forget about whether or not it's a hecker for halal, you got to be careful at times that it's, you may end up transferring, a fellow eating cheese takes a drink from a cup, and then he may leave bits of cheese on the cup, and then the next fellow is drinking, eating fleishiks, drinks from the cup, he ends up with some cheese in his mouth. So we would be taken aback from a hygiene and a perspective and in terms of etiquette. And Rishon also discussed that. It is an etiquette issue. It's not an etiquette issue. Well, I might say usually people who did this, who shared cups, would wipe their mouth, their lips anyway. So maybe there isn't so much of a transfer of food. Not a good idea. That the Ramah talks about even having a separate salt cellar for milchiks and fleishiks, especially if it's an open salt dish that you stick food into. That's often you have to be careful with. Some have the practice of having, you know, different ketchup bottles. That's a practical, it's not a din, but if you have kids in your house who tend to use a ketchup very freely and tend to stick it into the food, it's the same thing. Yeah? You have to be practical. If this is an item that could be used by milchiks and fleishiks and there's real concern in your house that it's going to come in direct contact with the food, so then you have to have a separate from milchiks and fleishiks. If you're not concerned, if everyone holds the ketchup in the air, so then there's no halacha, you have to have separate milchiks and fleishiks. If it's a problem, that's a problem. That's the one closing topic, is the end of the Sif, the end of the Ramah. And that's going to come up later, Simon. Also, there's going to be discussion about eating, using the same loaf of bread for a milchik meal, fleishik meal, that's going to come up later on. And then the other point, interesting discussion, the Shach has and the Bar Hetev raises in Sifkan Aleph. The Shach Sifkan Beis, Bar Hetev Sifkan Aleph, is how about other Isurim? You have this Issa Drabanan, it's attested to multiple Mishnayos, about Halav, Basar, and Chalav. How about if it's a Davar Aser? So that the Shach has some discussion about. Should we say that it's also a problem? Let's say a person took a neder. I took a neder, I'm not going to eat apples. Right? And you're eating apples, and I'm eating an orange. So am I not allowed to sit next to you because you're eating apples, and apples are trade for me. So I took a neder against eating apples. Or do you say this is something miyuchad for fleishiks and milchiks? There's an interesting twist on this. One of the poskim on the page raises, I'm not seeing it right now. One of the poskim on the page raises, how about if I ate across, and we'll close with this, it's an interesting thing about combining simen peches and simen peites. Not that I'm eating flesh 6 years and milk six. That you're not all doing the same table. Sure. Let's say I ate flesh 6 already. And now I'm having dessert. I'm down with flesh 6. I'm having dessert. And you're eating milk. I'm not eating fleishiks now, but I'm within 6 hours of eating fleishiks, so I'm not allowed to eat milchiks.
Yeah,
thank you.
She was